So now that we are into April, I'm going to start to focus on some end-of-the-year topics here on the podcast. And today's topic is gift ideas for those graduating choir members. Right? It's the end of the year. We don't have a lot of time. We also don't want to spend a small fortune. So what are our options? Well, on today's episode, I'm going to give you 12 different gift ideas for those graduating choir members. Let's get into it. Here we go. And hello, my friends, to the Choir Director Corner podcast. My name is Matt Walker. I am your host. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining me for today's episode. Well, we are into April and the sun is shining and the weather is getting better and better out there. And I'm just so happy it's spring. Hopefully the weather is nice where you are. Now, once we get into spring, as choir directors, we know the end of the year flies by. It gets so busy with all the different things happening in our programs and just preparing for the end of the year and also preparing for the beginning of next year as well. So here on the podcast, the next few episodes, I am going to focus on some end of the year topics. And today's topic is what to get for those graduating choir members, those seniors. It's hard to believe. Seems like just yesterday they walked in your door as wet behind the ears freshmen, and now they are graduating and moving on to other things. And so what do we do for them? What do we give them? What's something that we can do that maybe doesn't take a whole lot of time, doesn't cost a small fortune, but also has some meaning? Yeah, giving them something that is very meaningful to them and to their time that they spent in your choir room, or also something that maybe is going to be very useful to them. Yeah, I like to give gifts that are going to be practical, something that they will use on a regular basis, or at least have up in their apartment, in their dorm room, wherever they are going to be next year. Yeah. So today I've got 12 ideas for you. Now, some of them cost a little bit more money, some of them not at all, some of them take a little bit more time, some of them, again, not as much time if you're willing to delegate, yeah, and farm things out. So you can kind of take your pick based on how much time you have and how much budget you have. So idea number one is choir swag. Teenagers love swag, right? I think choir directors love swag too. So have you done any t-shirts or any type of apparel or clothing in your program? Chances are you have, or you know someone in your area, a screen printing company that could quickly put some things together. Yeah, you could even have one of your underclassmen design it for you. You don't even have to do the design. Or maybe the company can come up with a design on their own, yeah? But creating some choir swag. Seems like with the teenagers that I've worked with, hoodie sweatshirts always seem popular. So getting a hoodie sweatshirt with, choir grad 2021 or whatever the year is, you know, if you're listening to this in the future, maybe you've got a choir motto that you can put on there, and then personalizing it with their name. That is something that they could then take with them and keep for a very long time. I have choir sweatshirts from college that I still have, and thankfully they still fit. But that is something that they can take, use on a regular basis, and, even starts conversations when you're a freshman in college and another student sees you. Oh, you were in choir. Oh, so was I. And you help them meet new people too. So choir swag, something that doesn't maybe take a lot of work on your end. If you can get a student or the company that you're working with to design it, maybe costs a little bit more money, but maybe you've got some money in your budget that you can use to put towards that. So that's number one, creating some choir swag for those seniors. Number two, putting together a CD of recordings of your choir. And that could be maybe not from just this past year, but across those 4 years, recordings that those students would have been a part of. Now, you may be saying, okay, Matt, it's 2021. Nobody makes CDs anymore. I am kind of old school. It's had to say that CDs maybe are old school nowadays, yeah? But I like to put together CDs, something tangible for the students to have. And so then I'll create a little liner sheet that I stick in with the CD and then sign it, yeah? But if you want to go even one step easier than that, how about putting MP3s in a Google Drive folder? And then you could just create a little card that has that link, yeah? You could write them a note and just print out on a small card that Google Drive link, yeah, making it something easy for them to then input. Or Google Drive, or maybe it's on SoundCloud, you know, creating a SoundCloud channel and putting those recordings on there and then sharing that with those students as well. So if you're not maybe quite as old school as me as the CDs, finding ways to digitally share those choir recordings that those students can then have and then listen to. I have students that, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years after graduation, they say where they still go back to that CD that I created for them and they listen to that, and great memories for them. So create a CD or a digital folder to share those choir recordings with those choir seniors. That's number two. Number three is asking those seniors what was their favorite piece of music that they sang over the course of 4 years. And then you can actually take the printed octavo and sign it or write them a short note on the inside cover and then gift that to them. You could go one step further and even buy some inexpensive frames and give that to them. They could even hang it up on the wall, yeah, of wherever they're at. So, and the easy way to do this is just by Google Form, you know, have them put in their name and simply ask them, what was your favorite piece of music that you sang in choir while you were here? And so then they can tell you that title. You don't even have to tell them why, just asking them, yeah? And so then this is a way that you can then surprise them, is with that piece of music and signing it, writing a little note, and then gifting that to them. Very easy. Again, doesn't cost a whole lot of money, and something that they can keep with them. Number four, is there a favorite quote from music that those seniors have performed or that they've rehearsed? Yeah, maybe it's something from this past year, from their senior year. Was there a favorite piece of music that the vast majority would say, oh, that's my favorite piece? Selecting some lyrics and then, you know, taking something like Canva, something very easy. You could make a graphic for them with those actual lyrics, you know, taking a phrase from that piece of music, printing those off, and then having those framed and giving those to them so they could hang it on their wall or set it on their dresser or a bookshelf. You know, again, another nice remembrance. And Canva is very easy, you know, beautiful graphics. You just then, once you create that, it's just going through the process of having them printed and then framed. So another wonderful keepsake for those choir seniors. Not a lot of money. You know, if you're buying frames, you just find you some inexpensive frames at your local department store or even on Amazon. And then it's just printing off the picture with the lyrics for them. So that's number four, a favorite quote from music that they've performed. Number five, doing a picture of those choir seniors or of the choir that they are in from their senior year, and then printing off those pictures for them and then signing the picture, autographing it for them, putting, you know, choir class of 2021 or whatever their graduating class is, and then framing that picture and then giving that to them. We typically would do this with our show choir seniors, where we would get them together sometimes somewhere towards the end of the year, take their picture, and then at the senior banquet, that is what we would gift to them. And choir members loved that. Again, something that they could take with them, put up on their dresser or on their bookshelf, on their desk at school, and always have those fond memories of either just the choir seniors, or you could get a picture of the choir as a whole and gifting that to them. So that's number five, a picture of the seniors or their ensemble. Number six, college students definitely love their coffee, yeah? So getting them a coffee mug or a coffee tumbler, and there's lots of different places that you can go online to get these done, and having them individualized. You know, if you've got that place for choir swag, that local company, they might be able to do something. But Amazon has lots of places where you can find products like this. Etsy is another wonderful place. And I actually found a link to a tumbler, 20-ounce tumbler. It's hot and cold liquids, and it can do engraving on the side, and it's actually engraved. So it's not like a sticker. It's not going to peel off. It's not going to chip. Really high quality, and they're really wonderful looking, and I think something that your choir seniors will really enjoy. So I'm going to put the link for that down in the show notes. There's lots of different options on Etsy, but this is one in particular that I really like. Lots of different options as far as the font or what you have inscribed on the side. But again, really high quality. They look awesome, and your students will really enjoy these when they're taking coffee to class in the morning, those 8 a.m. classes, right? Or it does cold liquids as well. So maybe it's iced coffee, yeah? But getting them a coffee tumbler or a water bottle, a stainless steel water bottle, you know? You see these all the time in stores. Lots of different options for those, again, as well, where you can get them engraved with whatever you would like on the side, you know? Your choir department, class of 2021. And having their names put on there. Okay, so a coffee tumbler or a water bottle for them. Number seven, a keychain. And I can't remember where I got this idea from. It's one of the Facebook groups that I'm in. But doing a keychain where you can inscribe a message on the side, like a leather keychain, I found the idea somewhere of doing the coordinates of your choir room, so the latitude and longitude, which is a really cool idea. So, you know, just go to your choir room, stand in the middle of the choir room or on the podium, and with your Google Maps app or your iPhone Maps app, you know, stand right there, and there are options there where it will tell you the latitude and the longitude. Well, I found a specific leather keychain on Etsy where you send them those coordinates, and then you can have something engraved on the back, you know, your choir class of 2021 or whatever, again, the graduating year is, and so then gifting that to them. Because everybody needs a keychain, yeah, whether it's dorm keys or apartment keys, car keys, doesn't matter. And I did these a number of years back when I found this idea for my choir seniors, and you should have seen their response. They fell in love with this idea, and immediately the response from the juniors was, "Mr. Walker, you had better do those for us next year." Like they thought it was such a cool idea. And it was very meaningful for them that no matter where they went, they always had the longitude and the latitude, the coordinates to find their way home. And that was the way that I phrased it, because then one of their graduating pieces for graduation was Stephen Paulus's The Road home. And they just loved this idea. It meant so much to them. And so in the show notes, I'm going to link the full post where it shows you my whole process with this, but then also there is a link to the Etsy page where you can still find these. Again, I still have mine from the very first year, so it's high quality product, and it's a very fairly quick turnaround. So if you order these relatively soon, you should have them in time for your choir seniors at the end of the year. And again, it doesn't have to be this specific one. There's lots of different options for keychains on Etsy, but I will, again, share the link with you of the keychain that I have used and have really had a lot of good luck with and a good experience with. So that's number 7, an engraved keychain. Number 8 is a monogrammed blanket. One of the best gifts that I ever received from my previous school when my daughter was born was a blanket, and they had it monogrammed with the school logo and then the choir department. We still have that blanket. My daughter is 13 now. So that was not only something that I thought was really nice, but it's something that we use on a regular basis. And again, this is something that everyone uses. Yeah, we all have blankets around the house. So again, is there somewhere in your area where you can have blankets monogrammed with your choir logo? If not, again, there are lots of places online, Etsy included, where you can get blankets that are monogrammed. You just send them your logo or whatever you want to have on the blanket, and they will put that together for you. So very little work again for you. Maybe a little bit more money with this option, but especially if you can find a local place, again, getting into that choir swag and the screen printing, that would be able to do it for you. They might be able to do it a little more inexpensively for you, especially if they have a connection with your school and with your department. So a monogrammed blanket. Every college student, every student with an apartment or a dorm room can use a blanket, right? Number 9 is gifting of an inspirational book. And there's lots of different options here. You know, Dr. Seuss, The Places You'll Go is a popular one. There's also another book, Whatever You Are, Be a Good One by Lisa Congdon, which has 100 inspirational quotes. So finding a book that you find inspirational or maybe has specific advice to those students that are going on to college or their next step in life. And then just simply writing a short note on the inside cover to them, you know, wishing them best of luck in their future endeavors and gifting that to them. So an inspirational book. Not a lot of time with this, and could be done fairly inexpensively too, depending on the book, but also can be very meaningful. Number 10 is creating a gift box. And that could be as simple as taking a box and wrapping it in some sort of wrapping paper and then putting notes from all of the choir members that are in your ensemble and putting them in those gift boxes and then giving those to your choir seniors. So this one takes a little bit more time. Maybe you can find a rehearsal where your seniors aren't going to be in attendance and you could use some of that time in class to have those other choir members take some time and write notes to those choir seniors and then putting them all together in these very simply but very nicely wrapped gift boxes. And you could, I suppose, purchase some sort of gift box or container for your choir seniors, but easily and very inexpensively, wrapping some boxes or containers to hold these notes from their fellow choir members. And having those choir members write, you know, how those choir members were a help to them in choir, you know, how they were inspiring or how they served as leaders in some way. And, you know, and again, wishing them the best of luck on their future endeavors, you know. Any sort of stories where there's some sort of connection, where something that the choir senior did that was very meaningful to that particular student, yeah? Lots of different options. I think with this option, the only thing you have to watch is making sure that each of your choir seniors receives a significant amount of notes, right? This doesn't really work if you've got a choir senior where only two students write notes to them. So maybe you start by assigning particular seniors to different members of the choir just to make sure that they all have notes that are written to them. Or, you know, if you've got a smaller amount of seniors, you only got four or five, everybody can write them a note. It doesn't take time that much time to write four or five notes, right? But if you've got quite a large group of seniors, then you might have to sort of assign or have students sign up maybe or volunteer to write certain seniors notes. Yeah. And then once you have that, then you can maybe go through the process of asking, okay, who else can write a note to this senior? Because we want to make them feel valued and make them feel like that they were a valuable part of the ensemble. So who else can do that? Yeah. Just making sure that each of your seniors is receiving a significant amount of notes so that it's meaningful to them. So putting those in a gift box or a gift bag. Even. You could even do a gift bag. That would be very easy. And then those students can have those to take with them, again, to wherever they are going the next year and pull those out from time to time and read those. What a wonderful gift to them. Down to our last two. Number 11 is gifting your seniors a personalized planner or portfolio. Now, you don't have to necessarily do a personalized planner, yeah? And you could go to your local department store, find on Amazon some really nice planners fairly inexpensively and gifting those to them. But I think going that one step further, again, Etsy is another great place for this, to personalize those planners. So putting your choir logo or choir department and having their name personalized on there, that is really something that can have a great effect and great impact. And again, making these choir seniors feel valued. And if you have the time, going one step further, if you already have your dates figured out for all of your concerts the next year, going through the planners and writing in those dates for your performances or your events, yeah? So then when your senior, wherever they're at next year, they go through their planner, they can see those events happening. And maybe that's the thing that prompts them to reach out to you or to reach out to those choir members that are still a part of your program. Yeah, and keeping them connected. It's a wonderful way to keep them connected to your program and everything that's going on. Yeah, and it takes a little bit more time to do that. Maybe you can enlist some help of some upperclassmen who have maybe some nice handwriting, right? And putting those choir dates in those planners for those choir members that are going off to their new endeavors. So that's number 11, a personalized planner or portfolio. Because I tell you what, who doesn't need some type of planner, right? Well, you got to keep our lives organized here. Now, finally, option number 12 is a gift box care package. So thinking about all of the things that students would find helpful as a freshman in college or, you know, their first year of independence, you know, if they're entering the trades or entering the workforce, What are some things that they would appreciate having? And just putting those together in a nice gift box. Again, it could be something, just a nice box that you wrap, yeah, with some wrapping paper, and putting those together. Or even, again, a gift bag. But some different ideas. You know, I put together a list of some things that I thought of, but I'm sure you can come up with some things too. You know, coffee, you know, again, getting back to the coffee, you can tell I like coffee, right? K-cups or a bag of ground coffee, yeah? Candles, gift cards to local restaurants, or, you know, Apple gift cards, yeah? Or to gift cards to the Google Play Store, because most students have some type of phone, and so they're using those types of things as well. A nice pen, you know, maybe that's something that's even engraved with your choir name, your choir logo. Candy, things like a portable charger or a phone charger, yeah? So a portable battery pack, you know, they can keep in their backpack. Or, you know, we're always looking for phone chargers, so putting in a phone charger. Masks, right? Because who knows, we still may be having to use these in the fall. So putting in a mask. Maybe you've got masks with your choir logo on them, yeah? A nightlight, or just like a mini flashlight, you know, something that they could keep, again, in their backpack or in their car. Snacks like popcorn, you know, something that's non-perishable. Or things like sticky notes, you know, things that they'll need in their desk as they're working on homework or jotting down notes to themselves. So all sorts of different options, but almost like the idea of a care package, yeah? And this could be something that you even put together in the fall. There was one year in my program that in the fall, we had a group of students and a group of parents that put together care packages. And then one of the parents was in charge of getting addresses for the seniors that had just graduated and then sending those off and mailing those off, yeah? So a little bit more expense maybe, but especially if you've got a crew of students and a crew of parents and choir families that can pitch in and help and donating items and things like that, and then being in charge of mailing those out to your recent graduates, that can be really helpful. And you can just do this as a graduation gift as well. Now, say you don't want to put these together and maybe you've got a little bit more of a budget. Again, Etsy is a great option. They have all sorts of different gift boxes for those graduating seniors that you could put together. But I like doing it this way because you can personalize things a little bit more, yeah? And again, this is a way where you've got that choir CD. You could put that in the gift bag, yeah? Or any little things, a choir mug or any other choir swag that's a little bit smaller, you could put that together in that gift bag. Yeah. So those are the 12 different ideas, gift ideas for those choir seniors that you've got graduating this year. So again, I will put links for many of these things down in the show notes. And I'd like to hear from you if you're listening to this episode and you have another idea for things, gift ideas that you have done for your choir seniors. Let me know. Shoot me an email at matt@choirdirectorcorner.com. Again, that's matt@choirdirectorcorner.com. And let me know what those ideas are and I will add those. And accumulate those for anybody else that's coming here after the fact, again, in future years, and looking for gift ideas for their choir members that are graduating. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've gotten some great ideas. And again, continue to listen to the coming up episodes as we will be getting into more topics geared towards the end of the year, as well as starting to prepare for your school year or your rehearsals in the fall. Again, thanks so much for listening. Hope you are well. Take care out there, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Choir Director Corner podcast. Don't forget to check us out over on Facebook at www.choirdirectorcornergroup.com.